since then, with one break, which is when he leaves Chelsea the first time, he leaves in mid-September and he goes to Inter. He goes to Inter at the start of the following season. And apart from that, he's had no breaks. None. You think about the same time Klopp's tried to take time off. Guardiola has taken time off. Benitez has had to take time off, whether he'd have wanted to or not. I think that one of his problems is almost, when he has, there's the year, sorry, when he isn't Chelsea manager between Chelsea and United. But I think one of his problems is he's just this, like, he's almost this compulsive figure. And I think you can draw a big line with him, you know, pre and post Real, but also pre and post when he pokes Villanova in the eye. I think that's when it all almost, he almost just becomes a different, he goes from being the pantomime.
He's like someone who's harmless, who everyone sort of backs.
To some sort degree.
Of, you know, the media quite like his sort of Machiavellian approach.
To poking people in the eye.
To then actually physically assaulting someone from behind, trying to gouge their eye out.
Yeah.
It's not very nice, is it?
It's not nice.
It's rude.
Especially if you're the pokey.
Hang on. It's frowned upon a polite company.
Is the one suffering,
and they win the league that year, Real, and he gets one more title out of Chelsea. But apart from that, he's had that little run with United 16-17 when he you know beats the Dog and Duck 11 in the Europa League final, and comes sixth. You know, and you know all trophies count. Don't get me wrong. I wish we won the Europa League in 15-16 when the was it 15-16?
Yeah. When they played the good teams.
When they sent a team from Mars to bloody beat us and fucking hell, they finally did. Yeah. But you know, I think that's the thing. I think since that moment at Real, it's not been like it's any fun for anyone. And I think sort of his life just doesn't look great from the outside. No, whereas in 2006, his life looked amazing. Well, that's the best in the world.
That's the mad thing, isn't it? So what, you know, what drives him to keep going? Is it ego?
What would you do?
Well, I won't play golf every day.
That's my point. I don't think he's a real person anymore. I think he's just been consumed by the thing that he invented.
And is that the manner of the job, though? Is that...
Might be.
I think it is the manner of the job.
I mean, you could compare and contrast with Arsene Wenger. I mean, I don't know if you can contrast. I mean, Arsene Wenger is another one who's had no break.